presence, so I did. Sorry if anybody's offended. I will tell you that these are fresh socks. My wife brought them to me just before the service started. We're in the last half hour of our 24 hours of prayer and fasting. During that time, there were 20 individuals who came to the times other than during the worship service to pray and fast with me. Now, I know many of you fasted and prayed at home, but I just want you to be encouraged. There were 20 people that came and prayed yesterday and this morning. God was indeed moving here last night. I managed not to fall asleep the entire night. He kept me busy. As I was praying, and as others prayed, I tried to take a few notes on just a few of the things that were said. There were some who prayed and they saw this church as a spiritual hospital where people who have been beat up by the world or are hurting could come and gain healing. Some saw this as a nursery for new Christians to be born and nurtured in. Went back and forth between fishermen themes of going out and finding the fish and bringing them in and cleaning them, speaking of people, to back to the hospital theme of an ambulance and triage. Or an ambulance where we, as the members, are like ambulance drivers. We go out and we find those who are in need of God's help, and we bring them back in the triage nurse, make sure that they get to the right people to receive the ministry that they need. There was much prayer for unity within our body, healing of old hurts and new hurts, and also there was a lot of prayer for our kids. We have a burden for the youth of our community. So many of them qualify under the hospital motif. So many have been hurt or are just hurting. And we pray that the Lord would show us how we could share the love of Christ with those who are hurting, especially the youth. We anointed and prayed for people. We prayed for the youth of this church. And we prayed that God would be the one who was the head and provided the vision and direction for this church. It was a full 24 hours. I'm tired. But before I got up here, I had a headache. The headache's gone. I I've done fasts before, but this is my first total fast, complete fast, where I've had 6 little breath mints. I've had no water or anything to drink. And the breath mints were for your benefit. Because when you fast, your body produces ketones, which enhances the bad breath, which I already have. So that gives you a little report, a little slice of what went on in the last 24 hours. I don't think God is done working here by any means. And what was begun last night and this morning is going to continue for a while. We also prayed for renewal in the fire. And many here are drained, or maybe the fire is going out just a little bit. We prayed that the Lord would reinvigorate that fire, would stir it up, add more fuel. Increase our passion for the work He has here, and that He would bring more workers. One person prayed in particular that we would receive at least one new family every week. I don't know if that scares you or excites you. I found it exciting. It goes well with our Great Commission Sunday. Because we're not looking for nothing but transfer growth. We don't want a lot of transfer growth. We would appreciate if the Lord does bring some more mature Christians here to do some of the work. Because we have few workers. However, we are more interested that people who don't know Christ or people who are just coming to know Him would come here to know Him, to be discipled. We want new growth. We want a new work here. We want God to be doing a new thing. I'd like to turn to our scripture, Acts chapter 13. We see the beginning of a new thing, which started off quite similar to last night. It says, in the church at Antioch, there were prophets and teachers, Barnabas, Simeon called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manian, who had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. While they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. So after they had fasted and prayed, they placed their hands on them and sent them off. Let's pray. Father, we do thank You for Your Word. And we thank You, Lord, that Your Word is made new each and every time we read it. It is always applicable to our lives. It always has something there to strengthen and encourage us. Lord, we pray that Your Holy Spirit would now illuminate these scriptures for us. That You would give us that understanding we need so that we can apply this to our lives today. Lord, show us that this isn't just something that happened 2,000 years ago, but that this is today. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. I read this passage and I'm like, This is exactly what we're doing. Our 24 hours of prayer and fasting. And we are sending off our offering to go to the ends of the earth with the gospel message. We are taking this special offering for the Great Commission Sunday for the purpose of taking the gospel to those who don't have it. You see, the command that we have is that we are to take the gospel to Jerusalem, to Judea, to Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. That command doesn't say, okay, now some of you shall go to Judea, some of you shall go to Jerusalem, some to Samaria, and some others. They're the ones that are going to go to the ends of the earth. We're all responsible for the whole thing. And that's what we see with Paul and Barnabas here. Is they're in a time of prayer and fasting, preparing to go. For the Lord has set them apart and called them to that specific task of going. But as they go, so does the church of Antioch. Paul and Barnabas don't go by themselves. They take others with them. Yes, they have some help that goes with them. Some others, some assistants, some younger men to do the lifting and carrying. You know, that's kind of what I usually ask Ryan to do for me. You know, but they also took the whole church that was still back there at Antioch. See, they laid hands on them and they said, we're sending you. And they prayed for them. And they gave them support as they left. Now granted, they didn't have enough. They needed to work their way. But they had the prayers of the Church of Antioch. It's important that we give of our financial resources for missions, yes. But what's more important than the money that you can put in is the prayers you can lift up. One doesn't relieve you from the obligation of the other. And honestly, the prayer is more valuable. God wants us to pray. He wants us to seek His face. He wants us to spend time with Him. Remember, prayer isn't reciting a laundry list to the ceiling. Prayer is a conversation with God. We talk to Him. And we listen. A conversation is a dialogue. Two people talk. God spoke last night. Sometimes He spoke through some of the others praying. Sometimes He just spoke in the quiet. He brought thoughts to mind. He changed hearts. He touched emotions. That's God speaking. We need to pay attention. That's why it's so important to fast and pray. Because when we're fasting, what we're doing is we're saying, I'm going to take the needs of my body and I'm going to set those aside. I'm going to put my full attention on God. My appetites aren't what are important. My conversation with God is. Now, granted, He does invite us to eat with Him and to fellowship with Him too. He has fellowship offerings. And they at the temple, they would bring a fellowship offering. And the fat would be burned and the rest would be cooked and be served up together. And God was expected to be present in that meal where they would eat with their friends. They're fellowshipping. And we have that as part of what we do. One of the most important things we can do is sit down and talk and eat with somebody. But yet sometimes the eating gets in the way of the conversation, doesn't it? I'm real couth. Yeah. My wife can hardly take me out anywhere. Usually I spill all over the front of me. It's sad. But sometimes I catch it on the floor and I pick it up. And she's not looking, I might eat it anyways. But I say that just to annoy her. But see, the food can become a distraction. We get walled up in it. Some of the most intimate conversations Donna and I have had have been the two of us in the dark, just talking, whispering. Those have been some of the most important conversations we've had. And the same is with our conversations with God. Sometimes we need to remove all the other distractions and just get quiet and be with Him and whisper to Him and listen as He whispers back to us. He tells us that He loves us. And He gives us direction. And He builds up that fire within us and gets us excited about His purposes and His plans for us. I'm going to be honest. One of the reasons why I went and said we need to have 24 hours of prayer and fasting is because I was at the end of my rope. And I knew if I was on my rope, I was on the wrong rope. I'm not supposed to be hanging on my rope. I'm supposed to be hanging on God's rope. And I realized, here I am, I'm hanging on my rope. And I knew that was wrong. That I needed to get on God's rope. And hold on. Because it can take you for a wild ride. We've been on a couple. Some of you here might be on a wild ride now. Hold on for dear life. Don't let go. As long as you're holding on to God, then you're okay. Barnabas and Saul, Paul, they and the other leaders of the church, the prophets and the teachers, they spend time in prayer and fasting. Then they laid hands. They sent them out. We are sending out this offering. And also the Lord is sending us out on a new day for Northbrook. See, what's past is past. It's great. It's wonderful. But it's not today, and it's certainly not tomorrow. The Lord has wonderful things for us to do. What are they all yet? I don't know. He says, open door number one, and we'll find out. I do believe that the Lord is going to revitalize us. He's going to encourage us. He's going to do a new thing here. And there will be more people led to the Lord. Now, we've led many people to the Lord in the last few years, but most of them have gone on elsewhere. But I think the change is going to be that a lot of these new people are going to stay. Because maybe we've come to the place now where God says, I want you to grow. So, we're going to have a dinner. It's kind of part of our send-off, and again, part of the fellowship that comes after the fast. As Ed said, this dinner is a thank you, an appreciation dinner to all of you who do so much here at Northbrook. Butch, Rachel, Sue, Kevin. Annette, Vicky, Linda. I could go through and name each and every one of you, because there isn't a one of you that doesn't do something here. You all work. And that's the beauty of this congregation. It is indeed. Everybody here, each and every one of you, works for the Lord. We don't have pew holders here. People who just are here for the purpose of keeping a spot warm. We don't do that. Everybody works. It's a line from a good movie. It's Monday, everybody works. That's Dave. Well, it is. It's Sunday. Everybody works. Thank you for all your work. And it comes right at a perfect timing. Wednesday clubs have just completed. Sunday school is winding down to a close. And we want to just thank you all for all the work all of you have done. Thank you. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the fellowship of believers that we have here. Lord, I do pray that you would continue to draw us closer. Lord, that you would bring more into our midst, and these people would be just as welcome and just as close. Father, I pray that it would be your name that is lifted up and glorified in all that we do here. And that those who come to our doors in need of help, in need of spiritual, physical, emotional help, Lord, that we would give what we can. And that what we give would lead them closer to you and provide them the help that they need. Father, I thank you that each person here works on your behalf. Now, Father, as we send off this offering, as we start off on this new day for Northbrook, anoint us for service and use us as only you can. We pray this in Jesus' precious name. And all God's children said, Amen.